this is essentially the solution that we have come up with. And so it really focuses in on that the area of the corridor where we have the most commercial development, where we have those turning movements, where we have this short space between traffic signals. What you see here in the yellow are existing travel lanes along Rock Prairie Road. What you see there in purple will be new travel lanes. So we will be acquiring some right-of-way on the north and south side of Rock Prairie Road between Longmire and State Highway 6. And that acquisition will extend right around the entrance to the McDonald's or the Blockbuster there in the shopping center on the south side, or the Walgreens, if you will, on the north side. You'll notice that we have dedicated turn lanes on to Longmire, both north and south. But more importantly, you have four through lanes that will extend from Longmire out to State Highway 6 frontage road. One of those travel lanes will become a dedicated right turn lane, and so you'll have three through lanes onto the Rock Prairie Road Bridge, which, Council, as you know, is currently in design, and we have three lanes in each direction. So there was a lot of forethought that was put into what we do here and how it lines up with the new bridge design. What's also shown on here are some improvements to Longmire. If you're familiar with that intersection right now, you know that when you're parked at that intersection, the vehicle you're in front of may not necessarily be going straight, may not necessarily be turning. It's a very skewed and offset intersection. So the objective here was to do the best to try to line those intersections back up, get dedicated right turn lanes, and also allow for through traffic movements.